I think I have to mention one of the qualities with respect to the personality of late Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Omili, that he was truly considered among the scholars who dedicated his life to defend from the Shia.
So that's why we may say that Allama Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Al-Omili revised the Islamic history from the point of view of a Shia scholar. Allama Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Al-Omili is trying to criticize the history by compiling this book. I mean, As-Sahih and Sirat al-Nabi al-Adham.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Ya Mu'allim, peace be upon you, truly you are our teacher.
Ooh, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Assalamu Alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher. I'm Ata, the host of this program. The Teacher is mainly concerned with the life and works of the most outstanding Shia dignitaries, jurists, philosophers and thinkers all across the nation of Islam. And with me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyani. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So today we want to talk about an outstanding figure in the world of Islam. He was an expert in the field of history of Islam, especially the Shiite Islam. He was a Shiite biographer and a scholar of the Islamic Seminary of Qom and Najaf, whose main outstanding works were regarding the life of Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt. He is no one but a Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Al-Omili. It's about 2 years now that we missed this outstanding great Shia biographer and expert, and that's why we want to keep his memory alive through his life and education and his scholarly life. Sheikh Ziya, let's start with you this program on As-Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Al-Omili. So Al-Omili shows that he belongs to Jabal Amel, you know, in Lebanon. Is it
yes.
so?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you mentioned, respected late Allama Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Al-Omili was born in Jabal Amel in Lebanon in 1945, he was with his father in Jabal Amel. He started his studying there, and when he was 18, he moved to Al-Najaf al-Ashraf in Iraq. He studied there for 8 years, and after that, it was near to the time of the revolution of Iran, not exactly at the time of the revolution, before the revolution, he came to Iran and started his studying in Qom.
That's right.
And he stayed for 25 years in Qom. And it's obvious that because he studied more in Qom, most of his, you know, important works were done by him in Qom, and he compiled and wrote these books in
That's
the
right.
city of Qom. So his activities were not only limited in Islamic Seminary of Qom. He was involved in the activities at universities. He was at, you know, professor at the University of Tarbiyat Mudarris in Tehran.
Oh.
And was teaching to the university students for some years.
Was it Islamic history or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. His teaching was regarding his, you know, studies. And, you know, his major and field was dedicated by himself into Islamic history, especially Islamic okay. history. And he did a very big favor to the, you know, library of Shia mm-hmm. by compiling a very important book. That's its name is As-Sahih min Sirat al-Nabi al-A'dham sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we may inshallah talk about it later.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Ziya, for a nice introduction. So, Sheikh Mahdavi, let's get to you. So his life, I mean, his scholarly personal life can be divided into two. I mean, one part in Qom, in the city of Qom, you know, and being under the tutelage of outstanding ulama and scholars, and also in Lebanon, you know, getting back to Lebanon and compiling some of his works over there, which was occupied by the Israeli regime at that time, you know, tolerating such hard, difficult situations over there in Lebanon. Let's talk a little bit about this. I mean, this division of his life into Qom and Lebanon.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My dear brother, if you don't mind, I think we have to have this correction that when we read his life aside, we see that his name is mentioned among the scholars of three cities, Najaf, Qom, and Lebanon.
Lebanon.
So it is not correct to only divide his life into
and Beirut,
two.
It's better to say.
Yeah, Lebanon.
Yeah, okay.
Why I'm talking about this point, because when we read the biography of the scholars, we see that, for example, Ayatollah X is the great scholar of Qom, or great scholar of Iran.
Najaf. Okay.
Or great scholar of Najaf.
That's right.
It shows that most of the activities or most of his scholarly life was dedicated to that city. And he didn't actually have this chance to be present in another city. And if he was in one of those cities, he was not in the level to be considered as one of the outstanding scholars. But with respect to Allama Sayyid Jafar Murtaza Ameli, we see that he is considered of the great scholars of three cities, Lebanon, Najaf, and Iran,
which
is mainly
the city of Qom.
The city of Qom. So it shows the talent of this great scholar.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, that his life could be divided, actually, because most of his life or most of the span of his life can be divided into two, in Lebanon and in Iran. Almost 20 years he was residing in Iran, and except 8 years, the rest of his life was in Lebanon. This is what you actually, wanted to mention.
That's all right.
I think I have to mention one of the qualities with respect to the personality of late Sayyid Jafar Murtaza Ameli, that he was truly considered among the scholars who dedicated his life to defend the Shia.
Defend Shia Islam, that's right.
Yes. As our brother mentioned, the contribution that he did upon the library of Shia is exceptional.
Okay.
So when you take a look in the works that he has done, we see all titles has something to do with the Ahlul Bayt.
Yes.
So regardless the title that Abu Badr mentioned, As-Sahih min Sirat al-Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see the title of Ma'asat al-Dhahra, we see Al-Hayat al-Siyasiya lil-Imam al-Ridha, we see books about the actually Karbala, Imam Hussein, all these things has something to do with the Ahlul Bayt.
That's all right.
So it shows the importance and focus that he was giving to this point, that give him this position that right now all of us remembering his name with good memories.
Especially when his expertise was early Islam and the Shia Islam.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. He is considered as one of the biographers and historians that did a good contribution to early Shia Islam.
That's all right. So Sheikh Ziya, when we say that Sayyid Jafar Murtaza al-Ameli revived Islamic history within Shiite seminaries, what do you mean exactly?
You know, if we want to clarify and explain this point in a sentence, we should say that his book is the first book is compiled regarding the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by a Shia scholar. So we had books before him.
Okay.
But the book that is, you know, in 35 volumes and talk about every single, you know, part of the life of the Holy Prophet in details.
According to the
criticize, criticize the points that are not, you know, proper and are not relevant to the personality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't have such a book before him.
Oh.
So that's why we may say that Allama Sayyid Jafar Murtaza al-Ameli revised the Islamic history from the point of view of a Shia scholar.
That's all right.
So we had some books of the life of the Holy Prophet before Sayyid Jafar Murtaza al-Ameli rahmatullah alayh, but none of these books are, you know, derived out from the riwayat of Shia completely, you know.
So, of course, sorry, what do you mean? You mean this is the life or life account of Prophet Muhammad according to the Shia narrations, you mean?
It's not only according to Shia narrations, you know. The point is that we have some, you know, attributes of the Holy Prophet narrated by some historians.
Yes.
That we see that these, you know, attributes and some stories.
Yes.
Are not, you know, the
are not proper for the personality of Prophet Muhammad. That's right.
But, you know, these stories are narrated in history books.
Okay.
Allama Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Amili is trying to, you know, criticize the history by compiling this book.
Yes.
I mean, As-Sahih and Sirat al-Nabi al-Adham. And also in other, you know, of his, rights and works.
Yes.
So, you know, the important point in his works is that he is trying to criticize and to make the situation clear for the who, you know, believes in the infallibility of the Holy Prophet, alayhi salatu wassalam. So from this point of view, this book is unique.
That's right.
And we don't have any background for it.
That's right. Especially when we talk about Prophet Muhammad, his lifestyle and the infallible imams, there are sometimes some distortions and fabrications, okay? Yes. But Allama, as you said, Sayyid Ja'far Murtaza al-Amali is famous for correcting these fabrications and distortions and to give us a clear picture of what happened really in the life of Prophet Muhammad and also the infallible imams according to the authentic historical resources. This wusuq or authenticity of the historical facts and resources are very important for this Allama. Sheikh Mahtavi, his method and his approach to the study of history is called ijtihadi approach to history or tariq. What is this type of approach? Explain it a little bit for us.
Actually, the ijtihadi approach is a kind of approach that we are not going to follow one exclusive method or one exclusive opinion from one historian. For example, if something has been narrated with respect to the life of the Prophet, we can follow the one who is narrating this incident with respect to the Prophet. But the approach or ijtihadi approach is when we are trying to compile different views from different historians with respect to that single incident.
That's right.
And then try to evaluate their narration, which one is correct, which one is not correct, which one is mixed with the false things.
That's right.
This is something which is called ijtihadi approach.
That's
for example, for the ordinary people, when they want to get to know about one historical incident, they just go to the library or they may nowadays Google it.
Yes.
And whatever comes up, they read it. And if you ask them about that thing, they are trying to immediately say whatever they have read in
that page.
This is not the ijtihadi approach. This is kind of studying something and then preaching that something, telling the others.
Or sometimes the books and the resources are so much prominent and famous, which becomes the only reliable resources for the ordinary people, okay?
Yeah.
But according to the ijtihadi one, one book might not be very much known, but more authentic than the famous ones.
Actually, to be honest, someone who is going to take this approach for his studying, actually, he's not caring about the personality of the author.
Oh.
You say, okay, let's say this personality is considered as the best outstanding historian in the history, but
everything must be examined.
Yes, I'm trying to go over other
original
authors.
Sources too.
Yes, other authors, and then put a kind of comparison and see which one is true, which one is not.
This is very difficult.
That's why, especially
in the historical facts which date back to more than 1,400 years ago. And getting back to the prior original sources, it is a very difficult task for a historian, especially about Islam, you know, and the Prophet Muhammad and the infallible imams.
Sometimes the researchers, they are taking help or getting help through the manuscripts, which are a kind of rare manuscript.
That's right.
This is something that narrated in the lifestyle of Ayatollah Sayyid Ja'far Murtada Amili, that unfortunately his noble library destroyed in the bombardment of Israel, and he is saying that I lost all manuscript that I was benefiting from when I was authoring my books. So actually it is a kind of necessity such authors. If they want to create new opinions and ideas, they have to have access to these manuscripts.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyania. We'll continue our discussion regarding the scholarly life of Sayyid Jafar Murtaza al-Ameli and his most outstanding works, As-Sayyid bin Sirat al-Nabi al-Azam, in our upcoming session of the program, inshallah, and his other works. I'm really interested in knowing what was his writing style and research style in that book. It was very kind of you for this episode. Thank you very much. And also thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. Visit our website at parstoday.com/yankalavislampage, also YouTube channel, Instagram page, Kalavislam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.